I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We don't always swear, but when we do, it's on podcasts. Please listen responsibly.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading Chapter 3 of Melting Stones.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea. Or a drink of choice.
And let's get a grip on the situation.
In Chapter 3, Rosethorn, Evie, and Murtagh set out with Jayet and Oswin for Moherin on the side of Mount Grace. Jayet and Evie chat, and the Emelon crew learns the hard way that Mount Grace is known to sleep restlessly, causing periods of high tremors on the island. Evie darts from place to place looking at all the pretty rocks until Rosethorn chastises her for it. But Evie also remembers to care for Rosethorn as Briar instructed her before he left for Namorn. After lunch, Rosethorn spots a clearing with dead plants and dead birds, though she doesn't yet know the cause. Murtagh continues to get on his dignity, but Oswin either doesn't notice or pretends not to. Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. So tell me all of the things.
My first one is when Bluvo talks to Evie, like, hey, this dude's trying to get your attention. And Jayat's like, your rock just made a mouth and it talked. And Evie's like, well, yeah, rocks do that. Oh, wait, I guess maybe not all rocks do that. I guess I'm weird because this rock does that to me. Okay, I guess that's weird. And then Luvo tells Jayet, you may call me Luvo. And Jayet swallows hard because it's weird being addressed by a rock.
Did you mention the fact that he says, your rock made a mouth?
Mm-hmm. Made a mouth and talked to me. So like,
I like the implication that Luvo doesn't always have a mouth. He just creates one when he needs it.
I bet that's probably the case.
Little weird, not gonna lie.
I like that Briar asked Emmy to watch Rosethorn while he's away. It's like, aw. He loves his mama so much. Even if he can't be there, he's making sure that she's still taking care of him, even if he's not there. Such a good son. I like when Evie tries to put Rosethorn's coat on her without her noticing. She almost gets it on her, and then Rosalind's like, I can get my own coat. It's like, so close.
Too late. I already started.
I like that Rosethorn calls Murtide a bleat brain, which she learned from Briar. Then she always wanted to talk so prim and proper, and now she's caved a little bit. It's calling him bleat brain. And of course, it's talking bad about a water temple person because her and Rosethorn are always talking bad about water temple people. I like when Evie apologizes to her horse and says, "I'm sorry about all this getting on and off. It seems to be that kind of day." And Luvo says, "You're always hopping about at May May." Yeah. Yeah, she is. Kids be running around all crazy everywhere.
Too much energy.
Yeah. And then my last one is when Evie is talking about the jade statue. It reminded me of the first book when Briar's talking about the green of plants over emeralds. And that's just reminded me of that.
We're going to start with something pretty basic. There's plenty of salt, but that wasn't special. There was lots of basalt on the ocean floor. So I recently got into watching rock tumbling videos. And so I'm starting to like, they say certain stones and I'm like, ah, I know what that looks like. I actually know what that looks like. Basalt is actually really interesting when it's been tumbled, because someone just grabbed a handful of essentially gravel and was like, gonna just see what this looks like. It's interesting. I could no more hear the voices in nature than I can fly. Excuse my error, O wise woman from across the water.
I love Giant.
I do too. I really do. I find him fun.
He's just so good humored. Mm-hmm.
Compared to pretty much everyone else.
Compared to Fusspot?
Yeah.
I feel like Oswin's really good humored as well.
Yeah. Even Rosethorn to a point. Like, yeah, she can be a little sharp.
I would have bet any coin I had that Rosethorn was thinking unkindly of a goddess who waited around for a man who treated her so badly. Accurate statement. These two are just kind of, they're not necessarily dislikes, but they make me a little sad. Briar would be sorry he went to boring old Namorin with his sisters instead of coming to Starnes with Rosethorn and me. And I did visit Briar practically every day after he moved in with his sisters. Then they took him to Namorin, just 4 months home, and he's off on the road again.
She misses Briar.
It's so sad.
Are you going to talk about the part right after that?
I wasn't planning on it.
Well, I'll talk about it. When she says... Wait, hang on. I think I read it down.
I got it.
Oh, no.
So off Briar went while I smiled and waved. I thought, I'll bet he's glad to leave me. Of course, I'm finished business to Briar now.
I don't know. That reminded me of Sandry for some reason.
Yeah. It reminded me of Sandry, too.
It was the exact, like, yeah, you can go, but like,
don't want you to, but you'll be upset with me if I don't let you. So I'll just smile and wave.
And she's, this is just like reopening some trauma that she hasn't gotten over. But, you know, she was abandoned as a, she was sold, right?
Uh-huh.
By her mother. Like, she is unfortunately used to being like, just like used and thrown away, essentially.
Yeah.
And she thinks that is what's happening with Briar. That is not the case.
I'm like, no, Evie, you are not a finished business to Briar.
It's not like that at all. Can't help that she feels that way.
Yeah.
She kind of reminds me of Tristan that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was on my dislike list. That was a bummer.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart every time I read that part.
Yeah.
Because we know it's not true. She should know, but it's tough.
Oh, Briar loves you, Evie.
I feel like that probably is how Glocky feels, too. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. And see, this is why I didn't talk about it.
Well, I was going to talk about it regardless, so.
That's fair. But I will talk about the next line. Will you mope or will you regard the obsidian to your left?
Yes.
Obsidian?
What?
Wait. Obsidian? Huh?
What?
Yeah. We've had a lot of tremors in the last couple of months. Times like this come and go, dedicate initiate. We became accustomed anyway. Charming. I can't wait to become accustomed. Do birds and trees have ghosts? I love that whole little passage of just... Plants are her people just as stones are Luvo's people and mine. If there's anything I hate, it's a person who rolls his eyes and sighs when he's impatient. It just makes me move that much slower.
Oh my God, hard agree.
That's a whole fucking mood.
My students, me with my students. I'm pretty sure I directly told the student that once, like, because you have, can we stop now and like do whatever? Like, is it over? Are you done yet or whatever? And I was just like, no, I think I'll take longer just because you said that.
So I also liked the description of the green man and talking about the jade.
Mm-hmm.
But also, can we just talk about how Briar's like, yeah, I like those pearls because those are expensive. They can get good money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Evie's like, they're pearls. They're just fake stones.
I enjoyed the part where Jayat, is that what we're going with? When he,
in the audio, they call him Jayat.
Jayat. I like the part where Jayat introduces himself and bows to Luvo. And Evie's like, I know it was to him because people don't bow to me. Like and then she says that she discourages it, which is such a Briar thing to do. Just very humble, but like maybe less humble, more like just don't draw attention to myself. I like the explanation between natural magic and ambient magic. It very much felt like a common spiel you'd hear in Winding Circle Temple. After Evie puts her magic into the mica, and Jayat's like, whoa, that's beautiful. I never thought of it that way. And Luvo looks at Jayat and says, this is what magic is for, Jayatin, to help us to think of the world in new ways.
Yeah.
It's just a very, very good quote.
I'm going to revisit that later.
Me too.
Whoa.
I got to rehash the rolling your eyes thing. Like, that really gets on my nerves. Like, nothing else will make me slow down and be like, oh, this is annoying you? It ain't. It's about to, though. It's about to get worse.
It's about to be bad. You're about to have a bad time, buddy. And I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
Oh, no. Could you hurry up and get through all your likes? Jeez.
Okay, I'm going. No, actually, wow. I actually was almost done, but I just found a whole, like, five more that I can talk about. No, that was actually it. That's it.
Okay.
I like how Evie kind of asks after Luvo's mountain. It's just like, oh, this is polite small talk with the heart of a mountain, apparently. Oh, hi, Luvo. How are you today? And how is your mountain? My mountain is very well, thank you. I also like that she says Luvo can sound like a landslide in a small canyon. I just really like Pierce's metaphors and how she has them fit the characters very well. And
yes.
Both Evie and Luvo, because like she says, the stones are their people. I never ask a question if I don't think I'll like the answer. Rosethorn says, you usually aren't so prodigal. Prod, huh? Educated mages like Rosethorn and Fusspot always talk as if you know every long word they use. This is the way my students describe me. Like, you're always using these big words that we don't know. And I would mention here that they're ESL kids, you know, they're learning English as a second language, so they're probably like normal words, but they're not, because I also have a tendency to use big words that nobody knows. Evie mentions that Murtai doesn't like horses, and this reminds me of Daja, because Murtai is a water person. We've seen him like commune with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Daja is also a water person. Or at least, like, was growing up, because she was always on ships, and then she didn't like horses. And I was like, hey, it's like Daja, because they're both water people.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. My theme is curiosity, because Evie seems like she's full of curiosity, like exploring the island, getting to see all of the pretty rocks and everything. Oswin and Jayet are very curious about Lulo.
That's a good one. I could not find one.
I just went with travel, because they're walking from one place to another.
Yeah, my big deep brain thinking time was not working very well.
You used it all today. Curiosity is kind of one of the big ones. Mostly just lots of rocks. That was actually mine, was rocks.
Another spot curiosity is they're curious about how the birds and the plants are dying. So that curiosity is a really good one, I think.
I just realized, I don't think any of y'all talked about the world building in this chapter with Mount Grace. And they explain like the story behind Mount Grace. Because I wrote that down, but then I was like, or I was going to write it down and then I didn't, because I was like, oh, somebody's going to talk about
it. I think Natalie touched on it. Second.
Yeah, a little bit. But
not a whole lot.
I just like that world building where it's like, yeah, we have this mountain and there's a whole story behind the mountain and the volcano goddess. I also forgot to mention, I wish that Briar was with them, because I want to see this journey from Briar's point of view as well as Evie's, because Evie starts out talking about the trees and then she's like, it was beautiful, I guess, if you like that kind of thing. And then she goes and talks about the rocks, which is really cool. And I love hearing about the rocks, but I also want to like see Briar talk about the trees. And you're like, oh my God, look at all the pretty trees.
All of them wanted to touch me, and I had to pet every single one of them, and Rosethorn got mad because we had to go.
They are the same person.
I see her grabbing both of them. Like, we can play later. Let's go.
God.
I very much figured it would be like, it's a subtropical kind of island. Like, it's going to be hot. There's different plants that maybe they haven't seen a ton of. So, yeah.
So he would be just like Evie is right now. Like, oh, I don't ever get to see these kinds of rocks. I don't ever get to see these kind of plants. Oh, my God. This is something cool I get to see.
Okay, but it's literally just that scene from Will of the Empress when he starts freaking out about the plant that's not native to the area.
Yeah, that's true.
That's exactly what it would be.
Plant that's from Yangshi.
Yeah. And he's just like, what are you doing? Shouldn't be here, bud.
natural here.
I love your rendition of Briar's voice. Like the baby talk at the plant. And yes,
but why does he not?
Absolutely does that.
I was going to say, but would he not?
Yes.
He absolutely would.
Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
The magic that I found is that people process trauma differently. Even if you're in the exact same situation, going through it in the exact same way someone else is, that doesn't mean you're going to respond the same way. Back to that car accident I had with my family, that's the only example I can really pull out of like group trauma immediately. Yeah, I was worried about the orange juice. I understand that I was in danger, could have died, was looking at the ground through the side window of the truck. I guess being, you know, 12, it wasn't that big of a deal. I understood. I knew what death was. I kind of understood what happened, but I got over it pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So did my dad, but my mom was just like shaking and crying for like the next 3 hours. She was really, really, really messed up by it. And it took her a while to even want to get behind the wheel again. Wasn't her fault, wasn't anything that, you know, happened or she had anything.
Was she the one driving?
Yeah. Because they were taking turns between her and my dad. She just, I mean, it traumatized her. I don't know how else to put it. But the rest of us, you know, we kind of took on the road and we just kept going. Like, we understood it was scary. We took a little bit of time to cry. But after that, like, we were kind of over it. But my mom brings that up pretty often whenever something bad has happened. You know, I also think of, like, combat trauma. My parents both were in the Salvadorian Civil War back in the 80s, and they saw a lot of fucked up shit, but my dad is like willing to talk about it and like let me know kind of what happened, what he saw, but my mom just completely, like, again, kind of just shuts it down and doesn't, you know, doesn't bring it up, doesn't want to talk about it. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to force her to, but you can be in the same foxhole as someone and still react differently compared to the person next to you. So just be aware, be conscious, be nice. Not even if you get over something quickly, that doesn't mean someone that was there with you will as well.
Yeah.
You know, I need to remember that too, because I process death a lot differently than other people do. I put myself in a position where I don't get to bargain. I have to immediately accept it, that this has happened. This is what it's going to be. I speed run everything else except for anger. Not everybody else does that. A few years ago when Miss Ellie died, like I'm not going to say fine. I was able to talk about it within less than a week. And everybody else was like, hold on, we're not here yet. It's like, Bob, I'm not fine. I'm really not fine, but I'm talking about it and I'm not like nobody else is ready yet. So that's something I also need to keep in mind. That wasn't what mine was, but that was a good one.
What was yours, Indy? I asked, thinking it might be the same as mine.
It is the same as yours. I can already tell you.
Yep. I feel like you're going to be more poignant about it, though.
This is what magic is for. To help us think of the world in new ways. It's always good to surround yourself with new people and different people. People who have maybe different faiths or different like upbringings, different cultures. Like, it's always good to have other people around you because it opens up such a vast network of problem-solving skills. I am very bullheaded. I focus on the exact one way to get it done. I know that meeting some of the people that I've met, you have to kind of get creative about the end results. I am actively learning from people and their problem solving skills because they're from different, like, different upbringings.
They've been through different stuff. They've experienced maybe similar issues and have found a way through it.
Yeah, primarily, I don't want to get too much into it because it's not my story to tell, but we had a very similar trauma from our childhood. and the way that they are still processing it. I don't think that's technically even right. The way that they handle it is different than the way I do, because it's not necessarily that we are still processing what happened. It's we're processing the aftermath, because you can't go through something that traumatic and not have it create everlasting effects. So yeah, the way that they kind of process and handle certain triggers or certain like episodes is very different than how I do. So us talking about that has been very eye-opening on how I can handle things going forward. So
yep, definitely more poignant than me. I don't know exactly what I was thinking when I wrote it down. It just really struck me. I think for me, it's kind of like, because I think he says, like, this is what magic is for. But I think, like, this is what magic is. Every time you have that moment to see the world in a different way, like, that is magic happening. I just want to have that in my life on the regular, to be able to constantly see things in a way that I didn't before.
My magic comes from, there was plenty of basalt, but that wasn't special. There was lots of basalt on the ocean floor. I don't know. Sometimes you feel like you're basalt and you're not that special, but there's still magic in basalt. There's still uses for basalt. So even if you don't feel special, you are still special in a different way. I don't know how what I'm trying to go with this, but it just really stood out to me.
If even if you think that you might not, you know, if you feel like you're not special, there always will be somebody that thinks you're special. Like,
there will be somebody out there that thinks basalt is the greatest thing that's ever been made.
I mean, have you looked at basalt? It's freaking made out of lava. It's kind of bubbly. It's pretty cool.
There you go.
If basalt is all you know, you might not. You're just like,
basalt is like, whatever. It's common. Whatever. Gross. Moving on. Nice. Obsidian. This is really cool. Not all of us can be obsidian. Sometimes some of us has to be basalt. And that's okay.
This reminds me of the conversation that Evie and Briar have about the pearls, right? Because, like,
yeah,
to Evie, pearls are just meh. But Briar's like, oh, cool, pearls.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people are like that, too. Like, there's going to be people you meet along the way that just think you're eh. And there are other people who are going to see you as spectacular.
No.
It is okay to be basalt.
Nothing wrong with being basalt.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 4 of Melting Stones. We should have taken you to supper. Oswin still looked sheepish. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get to know Luvo better. Come on, Evie. Azazay's as prickly as a thornberry bush, but her girls know how to serve a meal. Do they ever? Jayet said eagerly. Master Luvo, may I take you down to the common room? Do you want to walk, Luvo? I asked. I know you don't like steps. Thank you, Evie Maymay. I would prefer to be carried on the stairs. Before I could warn Jayet to let me do it, Jayet put his hands around Luvo. Luvo's size being what it was, I knew Jayet had expected Luvo to weigh 4 or 5 pounds at most. Jayet lifted and almost fell over. You'd better let me carry him, I warned. Me being a stone mage, it's a lot easier. No, I can do it. Excuse me, Jayet told Luvo. I looked at Oswin. He stood just outside, a finger on his lips, watching Jayet try to pick Luvo up. His eyes were interested, but distant, like Briar's when he was thinking. I wondered if that was the look Oswin had when he was deciding how to fix something. It was a good thing for Jayet that Luvo is the patient sort. When he likes someone, he only weighs about 40 pounds. Once, he adjusted himself when someone he didn't like was lifting him. It didn't go well for that man's back. I hadn't liked that fellow either. Can your Briar carry him? Jayet staggered as he carried Luvo to the stairs. Briar knows to leave stone things to me, I said. Oswin and I followed him. Actually, that's what I liked about him once I got to know him. He was the first person I knew who ever treated me like I had a mind of my own. See, he was a street rat once. He knew how bad people could be, so he knew what would help me understand things. He sounds like a paragon. Jaya was puffing when we walked into the main room of the inn. Paragon. I knew that word. Jaya set Lubo down on the table closest to the door and collapsed onto the bench. I'll get the food. Oswin patted Jaya on the shoulder. I think you've done enough for today.
That's wild.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake it us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
What is that Disney song?
A Whole New World. No. Under the Sea.
No, it's specifically the...
The what?
It's from Beauty and the Beast. I can't think of which
one. Guess?
No.
No, I know which one you're talking about. There's something here that wasn't here before.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you said that. That's what my brain gave me. And I was like, fuck, what is that song?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.